From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Angry protests in Turkey. Thousands of people took to the streets of Ankara Sunday, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government. The demonstrators were reacting to the Saturday bombing of a peace rally that killed at least 95 people and wounded many others. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but Reuters quoted two senior Turkish security officials as saying the initial investigation is focusing on the Islamic State group. The co-chairman of Turkey's pro-Kurdish party blamed the government for failing to prevent the attack. Iran's parliament Sunday gave preliminary approval of a bill that allows the government to implement the nuclear agreement recently reached with other nations. Final approval of the measure is expected later this week. Under the bill, the Iranian government will be authorized to withdraw from implementation of the accord if the other side fails to lift sanctions. The French news agency reported discussions in parliament were punctuated by a fiery debate and allegations from a top negotiator that one lawmaker had threatened to kill him. Iran says a verdict has been issued in the trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. Rezaian was arrested 15 months ago on espionage and other charges. There were no details on what the verdict is, but a judiciary spokesman said it can be appealed. Rezaian, who has dual citizenship, had been working for the Washington Post in Iran since 2012. Two suicide bombings have killed at least 9 people and wounded 29 in northern Cameroon. Officials have blamed Boko Haram for the attack. Authorities say Sunday's attacks in the village of Kanfaleri were carried out by 2 teenage girls. This is VOA News. Polls opened in Guinea on Sunday, but the country's opposition candidates claim there is little chance that the vote will be free and fair. Chris Stein reports.
Voters lined up across Guinea's oceanside capital early Sunday. President Alpha Conde is running for a second term against 7 opposition candidates. While looting and clashes between rival political supporters occurred earlier in the week in Guinea, there's no sign of trouble in Conakry as the polls opened. But Guinea's opposition was already decrying the election. In an interview Saturday evening, leading opposition candidate Selu Dalin Diallo told VOA he had no confidence in the Electoral Commission. He said he and the 6 other opposition challengers would reject the polls if they believed they were rigged. Chris Stein, Conakry, Guinea.
2 exit polls show Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko winning a landslide 5th term in Sunday's elections. The vote was boycotted by most of the opposition. Polls show Lukashenko winning 80-84% of the vote, which was monitored by envoys from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The OSCE will present a report on the polls to the European Union on Monday. Billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump continues to lead the crowded field of U.S. Republican presidential candidates, according to a new CBS News survey. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a substantial lead in the race for the Democratic nomination. Russia has launched a new aerial bombardment of Syrian rebels. The Russian government says it hit 63 targets, destroying 53 of them. It says many of the attacks Sunday were in Tal Shik, a highland area of Idlib province that has been controlled by rebels. The Iraqi military claims to have struck the convoy of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in an air raid in western Anbar province near the Syrian border. The fate of the leader is unknown. Baghdadi has declared himself the head of a caliphate in areas his group controls in Iraq and Syria. Israel carried out an airstrike early Sunday in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said the strike was conducted in response to rocket attacks from Gaza and targeted 2 Hamas weapons manufacturing facilities. It reported Saturday that a rocket was intercepted just north of Gaza by Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. The Israeli raid resulted in the death of a pregnant Palestinian woman and her daughter. Several other people were injured. The United States will offer condolence payments for those killed or injured in the U.S. airstrike that mistakenly hit a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, October 3rd. A spokesman for the Defense Department says forces will work with those affected to determine appropriate payments. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.